What does it mean to have that spark? Where does it come from? How can you capture it? So maybe you already know what I'm talking about. I'm getting at this idea of this inspiration that when it lands, you go with it. So we're going to start here with this very first episode. We're going to explore that seed of excitement. And when it arrives, how do you bottle up that inspiration? Because this is the magic ingredient to telling your story and creating your podcasting vision. What I woke up with this morning, this idea of a spark, this magic, you know, this fairy dust, this alchemical force that makes us want to get behind the microphones, to have this excitement, this passion, and also courage sometimes, to have the tenacity to put out there whatever is calling to you. Because that's where we need to start, right? All the technical stuff, don't worry, we'll get there. We will get there. But I've been taking some time between recording my welcome episodes for you and this one to really think about, okay, how are we going to set the stage for this podcast in a way that's going to best serve you? And this is it. It's about making sure that we're thinking about the mindset first, and then the tools and the tech will come after that. So let me go back to this idea of this magic spark. And it's something that Elizabeth Gilbert refers to in her book, Big Magic. She talks about how inspiration is in the ether, and it is literally swooping down for you to capture it. And if you don't show up for it, it might go away. And also, Susie Moore says that this nudge is your gift. And these are the intuitive hits that drive us. This is the entry point to creating a podcast. So that's what we're going to dive into. In The War of Art, Stephen Pressfield talks about something called the muse. So it's kind of similar to what I was referring to about this inspiration that like is in the ether and then it comes to you. Well, Stephen Pressfield says that when you go to this place, whatever you're doing, writing, podcasting, making art, whatever that art is, that when you go to that place and you start working, even if you're just sitting there, right? It's this place that you go where the muse meets up with you. And it's this place where inspiration finds you because it knows that you're there. It sees that you actually showed up. And it's the place where you stepped out of being an amateur and became a pro, as Pressfield says. He says the difference between the amateur and the pro is that the amateur gives in to resistance, but the pro actually sees it as the trickster that it actually is. So you may not need all this mindset stuff that I'm talking about right now. You may not need this now because you're excited and you're like, let's go, let's do this. You know, it's the beginning, it's fun, it's the, you know, we're like dating, we're in the dating phase, right? And then we go to the honeymoon, then we have the honeymoon phase, which is after the launch, right? Or it's during the launch, I should say. But after a few months into your podcasting journey, you're going to need this. Trust me, I've been doing this for 10 years, over 10 years now at this point. So I know. So when the honeymoon is over, then you're just left with the commitment. Okay. That's why we got to make sure that we've got that commitment. So you're going to hear over these next several episodes, and I think I already mentioned this word commitment in my welcome episode, in one of those episodes. So don't worry. I'm going to be circling back to these kinds of episodes from time to time, because you're going to need this encouragement. So it all starts with deciding to commit and then showing up in that place where you will commit, where you will do the work, and you're going to make it non-negotiable. Because your podcast, it's going to get boring sometimes. You're not always going to feel inspired. Let's face it. That's just true. That's normal. That's being a human. And you know, you're going to have lots of moments like these, and you're not going to want to record, but you're no longer an amateur, right? If you're here, I want you to know that you are pro. You went pro. You're listening to this and you're like, yep, I'm here. I'm committed. I'm doing this. A podcast doesn't start with you getting on Amazon to buy the best microphone that someone in your Facebook group said is the absolute best one, or that Cadillac recording and editing software. That really is like putting the chicken before the egg. You have to ask yourself, why do I love this? Why am I doing this? It all starts with putting yourself in the seat, fingers on the keyboard, right? If you're writing your show notes, your talking points, or maybe like me, something comes to you and you got to capture it in like a voice recording app. I don't know what I would do without a voice recording app. I'm telling you right now, it is the best thing. It is my number one productivity tool. It is my number one work tool. So it starts with either putting your fingers on that keyboard and writing those show notes or writing those talking points, the things that come to you out of the ether, or recording, you know, little notes to yourself in your audio app and then emailing it to yourself. That's what I do. And then this is what becomes the beginnings, right? The rough beginnings of your next episode. So I can't tell you where to find the spark, because a lot of people ask me, how do I start? Which episode do I start with? That's something that you have to figure out for yourself. But when it does come, you're going to know it. And if you show up for it, it will find you. I know this is true, because it happens to me all the time. In fact, it just came to me as I sat down to write the talking points for this episode, like, and also lots of audio notes. Like, that's it. It's like flooding in. It's coming to me and I've got to capture it. And here it is for you. And you know, it might be quirky and feel a little bit funny about how inspiration comes to you, right? Maybe it's at the gym. Maybe it's when you're driving. Here's mine. When I first get up in the morning, lots of inspiration hits me before I even get out of bed. I open up my laptop and I get those thoughts down as quickly as I can, even if they're just like mishmash of words that mean nothing. I just make sure that the concept is there. Then I can relax. And then I go make my coffee. That's another little bit of inspiration right there. Another place that inspiration finds me is actually when I'm in the car. It never fails. It just pours out of me. I know I'm not unique in this way. You probably have had this happen, right? And that's why I love using an audio recorder on my phone. I've been recording notes to self for well over a decade. And that's how I started my first podcast, which I think I shared a little bit about that in my welcome episode. So if you haven't listened to the two welcome episodes that I shared, go back and listen to those, because I kind of share a little bit about how I entered this space 10 years ago. Here's a fun fact I want to share. This is really cool. I loved it. So Sarah Blakely, creator of Spanx, says that she drives around her neighborhood. This is hilarious. Drives around her neighborhood sometimes in her car just so that she can get inspiration. She said she only lives a few miles from her office, so she literally will drive for no other reason than to get ideas. So when I heard this, my mouth dropped, because it's the same place that most of my inspiration comes. And road trips are like gold. Like literally, if I'm on a 7-hour road trip, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to get so much done. It's crazy. I've literally dictated entire business plans into my voice recorder while I'm driving. And she dared to say the thing I thought was silly or funny and didn't really equate it to work. Like, I kind of felt a little bit, not ashamed, but like, oh, that's so, like, that's not really work, Kara. Don't say that. But she did. And I didn't equate it to work in quotes, right? Air quotes here, which is where my best work surfaces most of the time. I mean, look at Sarah Blakely. Look at the empire that she created, and that's where she creates her best work. Hello. So this is another reason why, and my husband thought I was crazy. So I recently joined a new gym for several reasons, but the biggest reason is because I wanted to change my environment. I'm right now on a body recomposition journey, and I've been working out and working on my body for decades. It's like the most important thing. Like, sweat equity, moving is my mantra, all of it. That is my number one business tool, is moving my body. So I chose a new gym that's about 35 minutes away from home, because that driving time, also, you know, in addition to actually the working out time, but that driving time is prime working time for me. I mean, it's amazing. My husband thought it was crazy, but he doesn't get it. And that's okay. He doesn't have to, but he's like, okay, whatever. That's you. You're quirky. You're a weirdo. This is my example for you to go to that place of inspiration. Like, maybe you're like, oh yeah, like I've got that kind of quirky thing too, and I never really thought about it. So go to that place of inspiration that seems strange and quirky and weird to others. And you might think, oh, that's weird yourself, but it's not, because it's so natural. But if that's where you're getting your most important work done, that's your gold. So here's your action step for this very first episode. I want you to go to that place where you find that spark of inspiration. Is it weird? Is it quirky? You know, the weirder the better, in my opinion. Just saying, weirdos unite. At the gym, maybe? I don't know. Maybe it's out on a walk, you know, outdoors, now that spring is coming. Yay. Make sure you have your phone and maybe get that notes app and capture it. Capture that goodness before it leaves. And by the way, I use an app called Easy Voice Recorder. I absolutely love it. I've tried a lot of different ones, and this one I just love the most, because you can actually like label them with a, you know, just a title, so you remember what it is. And you can transcribe those notes, which I do sometimes. But you know, sometimes if you're, you know how it is when you're talking, you know, like it puts words in there that don't make sense. So I create little voice snippets, listen to them later when I'm in front of my keyboard, and or I will transcribe them if it feels like it makes sense to do that. And pay attention to everything in your day. Like, from the moment you wake up, like, you know, when do you feel the most inspired? The time that doesn't seem like work, but instead feels like play. That is where you find it. Then when you find this place, even if it's whether it's 5 a.m. or 5 p.m., go there, let it in, and let the words flow out onto the page or onto the recorder, so you can gather ideas for your budding new podcast. That's all I got for you. I will see you next time. Hey friend, will you help me get the word out about this podcast? I I'd like to invite you to join my podcast Street Team. So think of it like this. You're a founding member in helping this podcast get off the ground and to land in the ears of as many people as possible. So join the effort by going to caragotwarner.com/podcast to join the pod team. And when you do, you'll also have a chance to win some really fun goodies too. And hey, by the way, if you're listening to this after the podcast has been out for a bit, then please join the perpetual pod team. I'm always looking for folks to help me rise the tide. And again, that's caragotwarner.com/podcast. See you next time. And thanks again for listening.